Blog Talk Radio.
Who's that lady?
Anna!
Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Who's that lady?
Anna!
The Rand McCoy! Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show. Stop, listen, it's a Rand McCoy show.
Persuasive, she's passionate, and she's got one purpose, to help you live an incredible life. Anna McCoy is a life coach, financial educator, author, entrepreneur, and inspirational speaker. She'll give you the real answers to tough questions. And now, your host, Anna.
The Real McCoy.
Hello, everybody. This is Coach Anna McCoy. I want you to know that you're loved and appreciated today. We want to welcome you to Woman Act Now Radio with Coach Anna McCoy. And I'm excited. We're talking about relational mastery. And so we want to let you know a lot about womanactnow.com, and we want you to visit us and consider becoming a member. We also want you to follow us on Twitter at womanactnow, as well as Facebook, Anna McCoy, or Coach Anna. You can find me there. So today, all month long, we've been talking about personal mastery, and today we're going to have a special guest who is also one of our Woman Act Now members, and she's been a part of the organization for probably, I don't know, maybe almost a year. She'll let us know when we invite her to the air. Miss Gloria, the Happy Camper Family Expert, she's going to be talking to us about parenting tips and how to master your parenting skills. So this is a part of that whole relational thing that we have to do in order to master the various different relationships in our lives. So I'm excited. We've talked about this week about relational mastery, and I took you from the book Woman Act Now, page 189, where we've talked about relationships, and it comes out of the brand you relationship. So throughout the show, I'll probably throw in some different tips on how to master those relationships. But before we get started, I want to welcome our guest, Miss Gloria, the Happy Camper Family Expert, to our show today. Miss Gloria, are you there?
Yes, I am, and thank you for inviting me. I'm so excited to be a part of what you're doing today, and, of course, to be a part of Woman Act Now.
Of course, and let me tell you, I'm excited about what's been going on in your life, and I want to jump right into what you're doing and what's going on with Character Avenue and how you're going to help us and equip us, and especially those of us who have children or grandchildren or even have to, I look at it in a way that even if you have to deal with children in any form or fashion, these tips are going to be so helpful to us. Would you agree?
You know what? It's so true, because when you talk about relational mastery,
yes,
that is exactly what Good Manners and Character Avenue is about. It's about relationships. And so when you think about your family, that there is a relationship.
Yes. And so that's what we're going to get into. So I want to give you an opportunity. First of all, tell us a little bit about Character. Well, first of all, before I tell you to do that, I want you to tell me, who's Ms. Gloria, the Happy Family Expert?
Well, indeed, I am Ms. Gloria, the Happy Camper Family Expert. I have been helping families for well over 20 years, providing parenting tips and giving them all sorts of resources so that they can have a happy home. And, of course, when they're happy in their home, they're happy in their work environment, because it works both ways. And so with that, I became a parent too, and so I had all the great information. because I was sharing it and I was researching it, but there was something missing. I wanted more. I wanted products. I wanted toys, games, books that I could use in the home so that I could have a happy home. And so I found none in the stores. There was nothing available. So I created Character Avenue, and so now patience, joy, love, kindness, now we have Character Avenue, and now as a parent, I have some peace of mind.
And not only do you have peace of mind, I know that you've probably brought peace of mind to many other people. So when you think about that, let's talk a little bit about CharacterAvenue.com. What is that all about? What can we find when we go there?
Well, Character Avenue is an online presence, and it is. It's CharacterAvenue.com, and it's a wonderful place where the listeners can come to so that they can restore the joy of parenting with some great information as well as great products. And it's also a place that you can share with your family, friends, and really just your community. Because, again, this is one of a kind. There's nothing out there in the stores. There's nothing in the marketplace. And so this is a unique place to become a happy camper.
So tell us a little bit about what a person might find as it relates to some of the products. What are some of your best-selling products in this area? And then I'm going to get into all those tips. I want to get some of this as people are listening to us, they can check out your website at the same time.
Well, you know, today, this is where we are today. We are today a society that is full of reality television.
Yes.
And when you look at television, it's so disheartening because everybody's mad at each other. Mm. You know, you have your, you know, the show with the housewives, you know, and I'm not sure there's so many of them. And you would think as a mother in the home that you set the tone of peace and love and patience, because mothers, they bring it together where they're supposed to. And when you watch this, you become very concerned because images create imagination, and imagination creates thoughts, and thoughts create behavior.
Mm-hmm.
So all of this is happening with the television, with our music, with our books. And so we're led by so many negative images that is taking us in the wrong direction. And we wonder why there's so much hostility.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you come to CharacterAvenue.com, it's a place to help you get back to the basics. And the basics is a family.
Yes.
Family. You know, that's the basics of everything. And so we have fun products. We have one game that's the Family Dinner Box of Questions.
Yes.
And that game is a dinner table game that helps families to come back to the dinner table. And this is a conversational table game that helps families to sit down together and engage in conversations. And I'll tell you, I was a yeller. I'm a mom, and I have teenagers, and Character Avenue for me personally has helped me so many ways to set the tone in my home, and that way that the things that I'm sowing into my children, it's peace, it's joy, it's happiness, it's confidence. Just yesterday, my daughter was upset because she's having a hard time with her volleyball skills, and she was ready to give up. And so I was able to draw on helping her build her self-esteem, her confidence. And it was principles and some great resources that we have on Character Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's basically helping parents. When they go on the site, they will see parenting tips. We change the parenting tips on a monthly basis. And right now the parenting tip is talking about responsibility.
Okay.
When they go on the site,
okay.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit about the age group, because you have teenagers as well as those who are much younger. What is your target market for Character Avenue?
Well, right now the site was just launched, and so primarily It covers your preschool elementary children.
Yeah.
And I can say that's where it all started with me as a parent. And so
okay.
there's lots of products for that age group.
Yes, because that during that time, actually, it's probably the most important time in building character, building identity, building an awareness, as well as some of those things you talked about, from being kind, loving, to be mannerable. All of those things kind of happen in those formative years, correct?
Absolutely. The first 5 years of a child's life determines their it's so important. It determines their character, where they're going. And so, you know, parenting is work. It is work. Mother didn't tell me that.
Well, you know what's so funny? You and I, we were talking this morning, early this morning on our Woman Act Now prayer, and I was saying, encouraging the ladies to join us today on Woman Act Now Radio with Coach Anna McCoy and our guests. You're listening to Miss Gloria, the Happy Camper Family Expert, and I encourage the women to join us because, you know, I don't have children. I have one stepdaughter, but she's an adult now, and, you know, she's making her way in life. And I have two dogs, you know, two Ricky and Tommy, and they're very demanding. So I was like, what tips you got to, you know, I'm a parent here. Maybe you might not perceive it to be so, you know, because you might have real children. But I'm telling you, these dogs I got, the demands, Miss Gloria, and, you know, we're part of a family. We're all in the same pack, and we got issues in here.
Well, you know what? I have Daisy. She's my Cocker Spaniel, and she's part of the family. And so, you know, when you talk about family, you know, it's what it is. It's family. It's family. I can remember when I was in the child care industry, and this is 20 years in the industry, I would have to call so many parents at work because John was having a fit.
Mm.
Little Samantha Sue was misbehaving.
Wow. So what did you do? How were you able to help them?
Well, you know, they're in the classroom and they're having a breakdown, and children misbehave for so many reasons. And you know, it could be lack of parenting. That's a big one. It could be because they're starving for attention. Just a number of reasons. So, but when they come in the office, they're coming in the principal's office, you know, Miss Gloria.
Yes.
And the bottom line is we want to partner with parents. That's the whole thing of being in child care, so that the child care providers, they're partnering with parents to help them be more effective in the home with behavioral situations. And so having that pep talk from that mom or dad is crucial to that child, but on the other side, it's very disruptive at the workplace.
Right, right. So let me go ahead.
And so here you have it. You're at work, and you're supposed to be doing your thing at the JOB, and you're getting a call from Miss Gloria.
That's the call we don't want to have.
No. No.
Something's going on with your child. It's so funny. When I was a young girl in my preschool years, I went to the same school where my mother worked. Boy, I tell you, that sure wasn't a lot of fun. I remember a number of those spankings where she pulled me around. She didn't have to do it too many times, but she did it.
Well, and then here you are. You're at work. Now you're distracted. Now you have this call, and you're given this pep talk. And so now for the rest of the day, you're sitting there at work wondering, how is that little guy doing now?
Right, right.
So
well,
how do we
manage that process then?
Well, it goes back to spending quality time. Let me share something with you, because we are a society that we have to work,
yes.
And typically both parents are in some form of work environment. So there's two parents or one parent, they're working. So the average child is away from home. They're getting dropped off at the daycare at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
Because mom and dad have to commute to work. And then they're there all day. Mom and dad pick them up in the evening around 5:36. So that child is awake 12 hours.
Yes.
And so now mom and dad, when they pick them up, they're walking into the center, and they probably are frazzled because they've been in traffic. They feel rushed and hurried because they have to go home and cook dinner. And so they hurry up and scoop little John John, put him in the back seat, and drive home. And so they're trying to transition into the parent mode. And so probably, you know, they're trying to have conversation, or maybe they're just quiet and they're back there playing with their toys or whatever. And so now it's 7 o'clock. Mom and dad, they're in the house, or mom, whoever. They're trying to cook dinner real fast. And then, of course, they're eating dinner. Sometimes children are placed in front of the television because mom is getting caught up on looking at the day's mail. She's probably on the telephone. And then after dinner, that little guy, he's rushed to the to take a bath, and then he's off to bed.
Okay.
Do you see that picture? There's no engaging.
Right.
There's no fun time. There's no parenting. There's nothing. And this goes on 5 days a week.
And so when you think about what you do in that same situation, how would you change it?
Well, you know, if
how would you suggest a parent engage with their children to change that scenario?
Well, I was that parent.
Okay.
And the sad thing was, because not only was I that parent, but I also was the person that watched their children for 12 hours.
Mm.
So I was doing it for 12 hours, and then I came home and I had nothing to give my own children.
Okay, and so how do we help those individuals that are now in your shoes? How did you get out of those shoes? How did you start wearing something different?
Well, the first thing is I realized that parenting, it's a season. I will always be a parent.
Yes.
But the season, I need to stop and relish the moment. And so when your child is a toddler, a preschooler, or an elementary or a teenager, enjoy where you are because you'll never get that time again. And so me as a parent, I had to stop and realize that I did not want to be robbed from this opportunity of enjoying being a parent.
Yes.
And so the first thing was I had to look at myself, and once I realized, you know what, I want to have fun with my kids. I want to make this fun. And so then, of course, the little time that we do have together, let's play some fun games. Let's do some fun things together. And those fun things can be things that teach you good manners. Those fun things can be things that teach you character. Those fun things can be a number of things because children are in a teaching mode, in a learning mode at that age. And so by engaging as a parent, and again, this goes back to Character Avenue, the things that you see on the website, that's the whole purpose, is to make parenting fun again.
So now, of course, I understand that. And so when you think about it, can you give us three things that we can do to improve that, let's just say between the time of, like, let's say between 6 and 8, after we pick up the children, we get them in the house, we're going through the motions, is there one or two or three things that you can suggest for a parent to do that would help them to really become a better parent in that space, in that time? Because all of us are kind of running around and doing what we have to do, but in that space and time, what are your suggestions?
Well, from the hours of 6 to 8, when you pick them up, be a happy camper and be excited to see them because they're excited to see you. And, you know, in their world, they don't know how the day went for you. You know, it's just too big for them, and they don't get it. And so leave work at work. And so when you walk in the center, when you're picking them up, you know, from the babysitter or whoever, be excited to see them because, oh, my gosh, for those 10, 12 hours, you have been on their mind. Unconditionally. And so they're excited to see you because as a child care provider, I see them for those 12 hours, and I know they're anticipating their parents to come get them, and they're so happy to see you. And so when you see them, then, of course, when you're riding in the car, engage in conversation. And you know what? And I would say this also, play some games. play some word games. You know, let them know that while you're driving, there's a red light. What color is that light now? So engage in conversation. And then when you get home, spend about maybe before you start dinner, sit down and spend quality time engaging again and talking about, you know, what did you do today? Conversation. Even if you're going to the grocery store, make that an adventure. And help, and let them help you with the shopping.
Okay.
Because that season that you're in, you'll never have that again.
Mm-hmm. So here's a challenge, a question from one of our chat persons in our chat room, and that question is, how do you, even for my child who is 5 years old now, they are familiar with playing with games, and they have their own agenda when they get home. How do we deal with that?
Well,
like they want to play videos. They want to. They have their what's that little thing that their DS whatever it's called, their video games handhelds. How do we manage that process? Because I'm on my cell, they're on their little game. What do we do?
And this child is a 5 year old, pretty much an 5 year old. What you can do on the way home, let them know, you know what, I'm so excited that we have a fun game that mommy found today. And, mm-hmm. and I'll use something from Character Avenue. Mommy found this fun game called Mind Your Manners. Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited to bring it home. And tonight, you know what, tonight after dinner, we're going to sit down and play this game together. Build up the anticipation, build up the excitement, because if they see that you're excited, because really you're leading by example.
Okay, here's a question. How often do we have to do this? I mean, I'm tired, I'm exhausted.
You know what? It's like the glass is half full or it's half empty.
Right.
It's a matter of how you look at it. And I'll just speak my own testimony. I've been a single parent most of my girls' lives, so
yes.
I hear you. I feel you.
Yes.
But the most important thing is, as a parent, is that when they're 5 and now they're 10,
yes.
you want to make sure that you have great memories.
Mm.
You want to make sure that when life goes on, And the clock is ticking and the years go by, you have something to draw back on, because as a mother, you want to look at that baby and go, you know what, you're changing, but you're still my baby.
Yeah.
And so now is the time. I know we're tired. You know what? And children love to be there for us. Give them the opportunity.
What do you mean by that?
Well, you want to give them the opportunity, because they love to take care of us, too, in their own special ways.
Yeah.
You know, they may be the only one that give you a kiss.
Yeah.
Or that hug when you need it.
Yeah.
You know, and so they're so full of love. The way that God designed children, they are so full of surprises that when we need something
mm-hmm.
to our delight, they can be the very one that can fill that void.
Absolutely. And we definitely have that intuition, you know, at any point in our lives. The worst and the best of kids can come to that place, you know, of meeting your need in the most unsuspecting time. So, Miss Gloria, share with us some of the, maybe some unusual experiences or perhaps how you've helped other people. Do you have any kind of case studies or examples where someone may have brought your product into their home, and kind of like the super nanny, but we've got Miss Gloria, the Happy Camper family expert. So with those products and different things you do, any stories, any success stories you have and how it impacted that family?
Well, I know that today we live in a world with blended families. You know, you have stepmoms and stepdads. And so when you're bringing families together, sometimes it could be very challenging to for the stepmom or the stepdad to really feel comfortable and have a conversation. And so I remember this one mom in particular, she brought it to my attention, Miss Gloria, you know, I'm a stepmom, I love my husband, and he has some teenage children, and we're not really clicking, and I'm not quite sure how to, you know, how to make this work. And
yeah.
I just told her, I said, you know what, I got a perfect thing for you. Perfect. This is a family dinner box of questions. Order a pizza, get some sodas, make it a fun thing. And now this is parents talking, right?
Yes.
You can even stack the cards in the game.
I see what you're saying. Looking through them, seeing which ones might stimulate the most conversation.
Oh, yes. I do it all the time. I do it all the time, you know, because it's a fun game, and you want to make sure that as a parent that this is a teachable moment too. And so when I'm playing any of the games with my children, I go through the cards or through the pieces, and I make sure that it's a teachable moment. It's
okay.
And we have the best fun. And so in this mom's instance, she was able to bring the family together for pizza, and they pulled out the game, and they were able to break the ice. And have start off with some conversation, laugh, joke, connect. So that was the beginning. That was the beginning.
Wow. Well, I think that's awesome. I want to just thank you so much, Miss Gloria. The one thing that I want you to, before I let you go, I want you to spend just a little bit of time talking about those parenting tips that you have for this month. On your website and for the July parenting tips on responsibility. And tell us before you get started, is this, what group are we speaking to? We're speaking to that elementary group with these tips today?
Actually, this appeals to all ages. If you're a parent, this appeals to that little guy that's just a toddler or a preschool,
yes,
as well as the students that are in high school, because that's where I'm at now. I have high school kids, so it appeals to all ages.
Okay.
And number one, you want to make sure you, the adult, you, the parent, you are a role model.
Mm-hmm.
Because children are watching. You must set a good example. The apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they're watching you. They're watching you, and you want to make sure that you have opportunities, teach good manners, and make it fun and appealing. And you know what? Put parenting first. Make it a priority.
Yes.
Make it a priority. And get involved in your child's school.
Yes.
School is just coming up. It's just weeks away. So this is a fresh start. Get involved in the PTA. I remember when I was a PTA mom, I was reluctant at first because I didn't have time. I didn't have time. But once I convinced myself just to show up for the sake of formality, I got hooked. I loved it.
Mm.
And so join the PTA, be involved in your child's school.
Yeah.
Discipline, when you're disciplining, remember the word discipline is to teach.
Mm.
To teach.
Yeah.
Because the word discipline comes from disciple.
Mm.
And so remember to teach and to stick to the basics. Stick to the basics, you know, and I'll say this real quick. I know that cell phones are real popular.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I know children need cell phones for whatever reason. You know, you may have a reason why they have a cell phone. But do they need it after 9, 10, 11 o'clock at night?
Mm.
Take the cell phone.
Right. Do they need it once they're in the car with you, right? I mean, the whole objective, that's a great topic, and I'm sure that'll stir up some conversation, is I did a show on teens and technology, and the whole, you know, I had people calling into the show and saying, you know, well, I have to give my, you know, fourth grader a telephone. And then we approached that issue, well, once you know where they are, do they get to keep that telephone? Or is it
used
as a tool?
What's the purpose of it?
Yeah, what is the purpose other than inviting all these people into their lives that you don't have any clue who they're talking to, who they're communicating with, And then these cell phones are so sophisticated now that even the parent doesn't know how to work it.
And then the thing is, when you're eating dinner, please turn off cell phones.
Mm. I wanna address something before I let you go, and that is, I think I kept hearing you say parenting and parent. You know, is that they're two different things. We are parents, but doesn't mean that we're great. We do great parenting, right?
That's right.
Yes, because we're parents by nature of the role that we have when we have children, but parenting requires a skill set.
That's right, because we are parents by the title in itself, parent.
Yes. Yes.
That's all it is a title.
Yes.
But now the action of it is parenting.
Yes, learning how to parent well, learning how to master being a parent. So give us a quick review of the points you want us to walk away with, Ms. Gloria, and then we're going to move on to relational, to continue to talk about some relational mastery.
Well, just to sum it up, we want to be engaged, be involved,
yes,
be a family, and be a parent.
Mm. Be engaged, be involved, and be a parent.
And be a family.
Be a family. That's good.
That's it.
Well,
that's
Ms. Gloria, we want to thank you for sharing your expertise with Woman Act Now Radio and Coach Anna McCoy, and I know that those who are listening and those who will listen in the future certainly will be educated and inspired by what we've spoken about today. I want to encourage you to stick around because you might have some input when we begin to talk about just relational mastery, and I'll open the lines up shortly if you have any to invite you back on some of the comments that I'm going to talk about today on relational mastery. So again, we want to thank you for joining us, and I want to thank those who are listening to us as well as those who are watching via the live broadcast today. So if you'd like to join us and like to join us on the show, you've got some comments, you can do so by calling 718-664-6402, and you can chime right into these conversations if you believe that you have some expertise that you want to share with our audience. So I'd like to move right on, so I'm going to leave you in this conversation. Can you stay for the remainder of the show, Ms. Gloria?
I can, and I want to add this real quick for the listeners today. I'm going to give them something special.
Okay.
If they order today only, I will send them a Happy Camper home analysis.
Okay. Very good. So for those of you who are listening, if you go to Character Avenue, just as it is spelled, characteravenue.com, you can place an order today, and you will get a free family analysis from Miss Gloria. And I guess tell us, what is that all about? Everybody's like, family. I don't know if I want you analyzing my family, Miss Gloria.
Well, actually, it is something that the families can do themselves. It's a Happy Camper home analysis. And
yes,
basically, it is something that you can sit down and review to see if your home has the essence of being a happy home. And it's just a checklist.
All right. And what you can do is you can also follow Miss Gloria on Twitter at twitter.com/characteravenue. And is that the same for your Facebook account as well?
Absolutely. They can go on the website, and those links are right there on the website, and they can order today and get their happy home analysis so they can look at what's available to be a happy home.
All right. That's fabulous. So I want you to go to characteravenue.com, check it out, and you'll hear, you'll get that free family analysis. So again, Ms. Gloria, I want to thank you, but stick around because you might have some input on some of the things that I want to share. So we're talking about in Woman Act Now. You can go to womanactnow.com. Consider being a member of Woman Act Now. It is affordable coaching for every woman. And so we want to encourage you to become a part of Woman Act Now, primarily so that we can help you to achieve your dreams and visions in life. I'm excited about the women that are a part of this organization and all of the different tools that we are sharing to strengthen, encourage, instruct, and bring a level of understanding to individuals so that they can achieve their dreams. So we've talked about relational mastery this week, and I talked from our book, Woman Act, from my book that I've written, Woman Act Now, Brand New Relationships. But there are a couple of things, because I want to talk about another friend's book, give you some pointers, because we're talking about relational mastery. So I have two books here. If you're watching me live, you can see that I'm holding Woman Act Now, Learn, Launch, and Live Your Dream. On page 189, I'm talking about brand new relationships. And then I'm going to talk about my friend's book, Lewis Upkins, who wrote a book called Treat Me Like a Customer. Now, you know that's about relational mastery, how you can begin to master your relationship and look at your family, look at your spouse, look at those relationships as that person that's the most important to you. Because if any of us were in business because we have attached a transaction or making money or doing business or going to work with serving a customer, then we know how to treat a customer. If you just say it, you know what I'm talking about. So I'm going to share a few of the ideas that he has here when it comes to mastering your relationship with your family, what you need to do, how you need to begin to look at your family and begin to master that. And the word mastery has to do with your influence on the thoughts, the beliefs, or the opinions of that particular thing. So when you think about this, do you have influence on the thoughts, the beliefs, the opinions of your family? Have you mastered that relationship? Have you mastered the relationship that's in your workplace or in the relationship that you're in with your spouse? Do you have influence? Do people respect your ideas and your differences? And that's one of the things that we talked about this past week is there are four things that I shared with you about relational mastery that I want to continue to talk about. The first one in developing or mastering your relationship is finding or at least setting up a standard for the way that you're going to deal with your relationship. Even some of the things that Ms. Gloria shared with us today on parenting, mastery in our parenting skills, also have to do with relationship because it's how we manage that relationship, whether it's with our spouse, with our child, with our coworker, that we're going to determine if we can master relationships. And so I said you have to set up a standard for your relationship in your life. You have to choose to have a standard. And so my objective as Coach Anna McCoy is to help you to begin to set that standard, that you will begin to look at your relationships differently. So let's apply, even when you think about parenting and what we've just talked about over the first 30 minutes of our program today, is if you were a parent, I want you to think about your child, whether they're young, whether they're mature, whether they're in their teenage years, and I want you to apply these things to that child. And that's where we are, so I can connect this parenting mastery and parenting with relational mastery today. So the first thing I want you to think about with your child is that, do you have respect for one another in your differences? Now, remember, this is about you setting up a standard for those relationships. So when you look at your child from this day forward, you're going to say, you know what? I respect you. You respect me. And most of us, we take the position that, you know, our children need to earn our respect. But I'm saying to you, develop a standard for how you're going to deal with those relationships where there is an expectation on your part to receive that respect and to give that respect to your child. Will you respect your differences? Will you respect the fact that that child may see things differently than you? Because guess what? A couple more of these standards are going to put you to the challenge to see if you really do respect those differences. The next one is, what's the source of value for both of these individuals? And this is what Ms. Gloria was talking about when she talked about in the relationship, be excited to see your child. When you pick that child up from school or from daycare or wherever it may be excited. One of the things, and you know, because I do have dogs, I have two dogs, Ricky and Tommy, and I'm telling you, the lessons I learn from my dogs are, it's just amazing. because if I had children, I believe that they have taught me so many wonderful lessons that I would try to use it with my kids. I'm not kidding you. Because what she said, be excited when they come home, you know, or when you see them. So when you think about this source of value, understanding the value of that relationship, I know it may be difficult sometimes. I know it, you might be tired and exhausted, but there is value. Just as she said, you know what? They know the right thing to say at the right time. When you think that all hope is gone, that child can come to you and say something that is just going to take you to the next level. So when I think about Ricky and Tommy, no matter, if I leave here for 10 minutes and they know that I've gotten in the car, I've walked, they know when I say mommy's going bye-bye, they know mommy's going bye-bye, okay? That she's no longer in this space, she's no longer in this environment, and I could be gone for 10 minutes, and when I come back, it's like, you know what, I've been gone for days at a time. I mean, they're jumping 2-3 feet off the ground. They're so excited. I mean, they're dancing like buffaloes. Their bodies are moving so much. And then I had to remember that as much as they are excited about me, if I come in and ignore them, that's not going to work. Because you know what? I tried that a couple of times. Then, you know, their little feelings or something was hurt. I don't know. But imagine, I think I heard Gail King talk about every time her children came into the room, she would always stop what she was doing, and she would greet them. She would acknowledge them. She would be so happy to see them. So understanding the source of value for both individuals, not just adults, but your children. What is that relationship? Have you understood the value of that relationship with your child in being a parent in your life today? The next one is giving and receiving. Wow. Think about it. I know you got to give. You got to provide. Providing and giving are two different things, okay? Providing is responsibility, and we have to do those things. But we choose to give. We choose to receive. And a part of receiving is when that child is so excited to see you that you figure out how to receive the energy, how to receive that presence from that child, and how to give back. That's where your part. Can you get excited? I mean, my husband, I know you guys said, well, Anna's talking about her dog. Well, our dogs are a part of our family right now. But I'm telling you how they teach us lessons about what we really desire. So they would do the same thing. They get real excited when my husband comes home. And, I mean, they're just going crazy. Just if we go to the airport and I say, we're going to the airport to get daddy. Oh, my God, they are ready to go. I mean, they are excited. They are jumping in the car. And as soon as we get to that airport, those dogs are going crazy. And they're looking. I say, you see, Daddy? You see, Daddy? And they're looking. Their necks are stuck out, and they're looking in expectancy. And you know what? As soon as they catch his eye, I mean, many men pass by. They say, that ain't Daddy. That ain't Daddy. That ain't. And as soon as they see him, they go crazy. They about to jump out of the car. So what I started doing, I said, now watch how my husband responds to these dogs, you know, this giving and receiving. Oh, my God, I just started going real crazy when I see my husband. Like, he come home from a trip, I start wagging my tail and going crazy and everything else. And you know what? He actually receives it. He's like, yeah. I'll be like, ha, ha, I'm so happy to see you, just like the dogs, just imitate the dogs. They get such a great response out of it. So when we see our children, are you giving and receiving, or are you just providing for them? And that's the difference between being a parent and parenting. Mm. Then that last one is a willingness. Now, I know this one's tough. A willingness. Now, remember, I want you thinking about your children because this is about relational mastery with a focus on parenting mastery, what we had Ms. Gloria speak to us about in the first half of this show. So when you think about it, I want you to begin to apply willingness to compromise when disputes arise and to resolve disagreements. Now, you know what? More than any other time, you know, I talked to you about seeking to understand rather than being understood. How many of us with our children, and I do have a stepdaughter, and she's been, she was with us when she was 10, and I have, actually, I have about 65 nieces and nephews that I've been active in their lives as young all the way to adults now. So in dealing with children, one of the things that we will often do is we will not allow them to be understood. we will assume and we will communicate in such a fashion as if we know and what we say is the law. So at the end of the day, can you apply these four things to your relational parenting and make something extraordinary happen in your relationship with your children? So, Ms. Gloria, are you still there?
I am, and I'm loving everything you're saying, because what we're doing as parents is, keep in mind, relational mastery, we are developing them, we are developing their life skills.
Yes.
And so, myself, I have a 15-year-old teenager, and
yes.
I look at this, I only have 3 years left before I release her to the world.
Yes.
And so you just summed it up, because that is part of developing, mastering their skills in terms of developing relationships, in terms of life skills, because we're going to release them to the world.
You're absolutely right. And the number of people that I have heard just like you said, you know, I have teenagers right now. I've only got 2 or 3 years to influence them, to impact them, to touch them. And, this would be a great opportunity. Leslie's out of town, but she works with teens, and often in hearing her respond and how she gets so frustrated that the parents with these young people that are not, you know, parenting them, and the struggle that they're having. And as much as I said, we can teach our young people even these four principles of this expectation in their relationship with other people. So when you think about that, again, respect for one another and our differences from a parenting perspective, what's your take, Miss Gloria?
Well, I want my children, and I say children, they're teenagers now, but to me they're children, to be able to engage in understanding that respecting the law, respecting
yes.
themselves, respecting others. Because here again, we are in a world with reality trash.
Yes.
And no one's respecting.
Yes. And so. That's a good point.
And so, as a parent, our goal is to give them the tools, to give them the ways of being able to manage themselves, and respect is one of them. Because you know what? As a parent, I want them to be thinkers. I
yes.
want them to go out into the world and to make decisions, and to make good decisions and right choices. Because I'm not going to be there. You're not going to be there. Parents
yep.
are not going to be there. And so this is our season now as parents to equip them to be what they're called to be, and to give them the life skills. Every season of their life, from toddler to preschool to elementary to high school, there's a level of respect that builds upon the next level.
Yes. Yes, so when you think about this whole idea of parenting and relational mastery in that particular area of parenting, I think it's just so awesome. I think we have a responsibility, and one of the things I heard Kirk Franklin say, we did a program together on TBN, and he said oftentimes as parents, we actually are speaking we don't understand that we're actually speaking to the man that's in the child. And he gave an illustration of speaking to his son. Although he is a young man now, I'm really speaking to the man that's in him, because whatever I say to him, he's going to still carry that as a man.
Yes, so
you know,
true.
It's so powerful when you begin to think about this and how important our words are, and how we communicate, and how we respect each other, our willingness to deal with children. I always say that children are, you know, I don't know if there's anything such as an infant spirit, so to speak, or a child spirit, so to speak, you know, when you talk about the spirit of a man. Because how many times you hear people say, he's a little guy, but he act like he, you know, he old, what do they call it? He's got an old nature. or an old spirit about it, because the spirit of the man is going to respond to certain things that we communicate. And ultimately, you know, our children aren't going to be small children. They're going to start to develop their own thought process. They're going to start to develop their own wants and desires, and we see that very early on, like when I'm hungry or I want this or me, you know, all of those are indications that there's a will there, and that will has to be dealt with in some type of way. And I think as we began to look at them as individuals, as little people, I call them little people, you know, because eventually they're going to be a big person, they're going to be an adult, and they're going to be making decisions. So the best we can communicate to them now through this time of their life is going to be so impactful for them in the future.
You know, it's so important because children watch us. I can remember as a child looking at my mother and father. Both my parents had such entrepreneurial spirits, and they had a job, but they always did other things because they had that entrepreneurial spirit. And then my mother babysat children in the home. Little did I know that I would end up in the child care industry, but that subliminal message of caring for children carried over into me.
Absolutely.
And so my point is children are watching us. They see, and we might not be aware of what we're doing or what we're saying, but even with our bad habits and our good habits, they see it.
They definitely see it, girl. I was teaching you, I've told this story before, teaching my little nieces and nephews about the power of now, you know, that now is 0 to 2 to 5 seconds. And they were 2, 4, and I think maybe 7 or 8. And they wanted something from me. Can I have some ice cream, Annie Bobo? And I was like, well, in a minute. I'm going to get it in a minute. After about the third time, they said, Annie Bobo, we want some ice cream now. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. So, you know, when they started counting, because that's how I taught them what now was. You know how you ask a child, well, I want you to bring that to me now. And they act like they don't hear you. So we taught what is now. It's 0 to 2 to 5 seconds. So whenever we say now, we start counting 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And if you're not here, you know you're not moving when? Now. So them little rascals started saying, they started, Annie Bubba, we want ice cream when? Now, after the third time, and you think they're not listening. But don't you know I jumped my little self up and went in there and got them some ice cream. When? Now. 0 to 2 to 5 seconds. So it's just so incredible when you're dealing with children and at any age. And I find it's I even had an incident recently with one of my nieces who's in her early 20s. Maybe she's about 20, 21 years old. And my husband and I, you know, she was here for a couple of days, and she kept leaving the garage door open at night. And she really wasn't aware it was the remote control she had, because she put it down and it opened up everything. It was all off kilter. And my husband was so upset because he felt like our security was really threatened. And I understood that, very much so. But his process of handling the situation was so very different than mine. And the way I approached it is that, honey, I'm sure it's not that she meant to do it. Well, she's just unconscious because she's old enough to understand, and it was just the tone of his voice. And I asked him, I said, honey, would you please speak to her like you would speak to your daughter? And I've never heard that tone, and never heard you talk in that tone, and I don't think you have to go there. I think you can explain it to her, at least understand what happened from her perspective. And I think that's just going to be the best thing to do. Well, then you need to talk to her, you know, because he's hot. I said, well, okay, I'll talk to her. But guess who ran into her first? He did. And, you know, it was all in him. He wanted to deal with the issue. But I was so proud of him. He never raised his voice, never raised his tone. And my concern is that he would injure her or he would wound her with his words and the tone he used. Because he was upset. He couldn't contain his emotions, and rightfully so, because he thought that, you know what, crimes are crimes of opportunity. You got the doors open, you got the garage doors open, the gate is open, and somebody say, hey, man, let's just go in there, see what we got. Look at that nice car sitting up there, you know? And so at the end of the day, I understood his concern, but I also wanted to understand what happened and how did this happen on, you know, multiple occasions. So let's figure this out. And we figured out it really wasn't her. It was the tool she had, and she didn't really understand or something, and so we were able to get to it, but she was able to walk away unwounded. And that's important to me and whoever I talk to. So I think certainly even more so when you're parenting.
You know, that is so true, because one of the things you always tell us, what did you get from this? What
yes.
did you get from this? And so as a parent, when you're disciplining or when you're correcting or whatever you're doing, the parent's objective is to get the matter resolved. But the most important picture to the other person, to the child, is what did they get from this?
Yes.
What can you learn from this? And so that's the most important thing, because you want them to get it so that they understand that this is a teachable moment, so
yes.
they can be more aware of what's going on in their surroundings.
Oh, that is so good. And you know what? You have to learn how to be the coach. And I think all parents should take a coaching class, because if they learn
yes.
how to coach them rascals, you know, it would be a whole lot easier on you. And coaching is simply a bunch of questions to get people to start thinking. And one of the incidents is, now that you reminded me, my four-year-old niece, Anna, and I used to share a room, because her mom, she had twins, and Anna really needed some attention. She had five children, and we all lived together in Los Angeles, and I was unmarried at the time. And so I said, well, why don't I move Anna, who's 4 years old, in my room? And I'm going to just get her a little bed, and she'll have her space, I'll have my space, but at least she'll know that I have, you know, I'm going to give her full attention. And I remember one day I left and came back from work, and Anna had gotten a hold to some crayons. And now you know what happens when the kids get a hold of crayons, right? She's 4 years old, and on this headboard, you know, you saw those little wood beds, and they put that little mirror in the middle of the headboard. You know, and there was a mirror there, and Anna had gotten a hold to the crayons, and she had, I mean, she just about colored the whole mirror. I mean, I don't know how many hours she was there, but she was so infatuated with it. I mean, and it was no rhyme or reason. It was just the fact that that crayon or something, she was just totally overtaken by it. And I walked in, and I said, oh, my goodness, look at this. And just at that moment, I said, now, okay, I could do one of two things now. I'm not going to get angry about this. This is a teachable moment. So I said, okay, Anna, let's go. And, of course, she's my namesake. I said, Anna, let's go and get something to clean this with, because you're going to have to clean this. She said, because by then, you know, that whole thing comes on. I'm in trouble now. Oh, and I said, don't cry. There's no need to cry, because we're just going to clean this up. I said, no need you crying. I don't know how long it took you to do this, but this is not an appropriate, you know, behavior. You are not to write on walls. You are not to use crayons. Crayons are meant for paper. Did you have paper?
Right.
No, ma'am. Well, next time you need to find some paper, not any other thing. So let's just go get the cleaning stuff. We went to get the cleaning stuff. Or let me tell you, it took me 3 hours to work with her. I never touched her, I never spanked her, I never raised my voice. All I did is I got me a magazine, and I laid next to her on the bed, and she was just, them little hands were just working it, you hear me? And I could still visualize her little bitty hands just trying to, I said, no, 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 baby, you missed the spot, and she get to doing it. Well, guess what? She had three kids underneath her, and you know what? Nobody was right on walls. Because as soon as they took up a crayon, she said, crayon is meant for paper. Don't you write on that wall. Now, she was four.
You know, you showed her the consequence of that action.
Yeah.
And it wasn't pleasant. It wasn't pleasant.
No, it wasn't. Her little arm was hurting and everything. But you know what it took? It took some time. It took some patience. And it took me disciplining her and saying, this is what it is. I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to. My arm is, because I told them, I'm not going to hurt my arm cleaning that up. I didn't put it up there. So we can stay here all night if you want to. I'm going to just sit here while you do that. And you
yeah.
know what? Those walls remain clean until those children, you know, as they went on throughout their school years from twins, babies. No, we don't write on walls here. Why? Because Ms. Anna was the one to tell them that is just not what you're supposed to do. So give us your final thoughts, Ms. Gloria.
Well, you know what? This brings it to that as a parent, our role is to have teachable moments and to show children the consequences, because without understanding consequences, then they're going to be a victim to themselves.
That's good. That's a wonderful thing to close on. So we want to encourage you to visit us at Woman Act Now, and we want to thank Ms. Gloria, the Happy Camper Family Expert, for joining us and sharing parenting tips. And we hope you'll download this, share it with your friends, you know, on all that relational mastery. We're holding you accountable to have excellent relationships with your children, your teenagers, your adult children. So at the end of the day, you can master those relationships in your life. So again, join us for womanactnow.com. And don't forget that we give away a free 30-day trial, because every woman deserves a coach. And we hope to see you there. Be blessed and have a great evening. Bye-bye.